Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Smiley's People by John le Carré. Chapter 1. Two seemingly unconnected events heralded the summons of Mr. George Smiley from his dubious retirement. The first had for its background Paris, and for a season the boiling month of August, when Parisians by tradition abandon their city to the scalding sunshine and the busloads of packaged tourists. On one of these August days, the 4th, and at 12 o'clock exactly, for a church clock was chiming and a factory bell had just preceded it, in a quartier once celebrated for its large population of the poorer Russian émigrés, a stocky woman of about 50, carrying a shopping bag, emerged from the darkness of an old warehouse and set off, full of her usual energy and purpose, along the pavement to the bus stop. The street was grey and narrow and shuttered, with a couple of small hôtel de passe and a lot of cats. It was a place, for some reason, of peculiar quiet. The warehouse, since it handled perishable goods, had remained open during the holidays. The heat, fouled by exhaust fumes and unwashed by the slightest breeze, rose at her like the heat from a lift shaft, but her Slavic features registered no complaint. She was neither dressed nor built for exertion on a hot day, being in stature very short indeed, and fat, so that she had to roll a little in order to get along. Her black dress, of ecclesiastical severity, possessed neither a waist nor any other relief except for a dash of white lace at the neck, and a large metal cross, well-fingered, but of no intrinsic value, at the bosom. Her cracked shoes, which in walking tended outwards at the points,